Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You heard about it by now. John Halliburton, as his son's team, the Indiana Pacers, eliminated the Milwaukee Bucks in Game 5 of the playoffs. He walked on the court and just stared down former two-time MVP, Giannis. Giannis looked at him in the eye. Later on, they had words head-to-head. And from that point on, it's been a huge story. John Halliburton pushed back and said, I wasn't staring at him. I was staring through him. I was looking through him.
Yeah.
Ed, that is a message in and of itself. If folks don't understand that. I don't see you. I see through you. That's an insult in and of itself. But what's the most important embarrassing thing that you ever saw a parent do at a sporting event?
Boy, I went through a list of this today, and I mean, this is the major leagues, this is professional basketball, but I remember seeing some outrageous stuff parents did, like, you know, and some of them were coaches, some were just, you know, parents on the side. But I remember I was at a wrestling match, and I can't remember what the school it was, in the west, like in the Pikesville area over that way, and they didn't have, it wasn't properly set up, so the stands were very close. People were standing, actually, near the mats.
Right.
And my son was on the mat, he was wrestling, and this father is standing over his son and my son as they're grappling on the mat, screaming at his son to, like, saying all kinds of things. Get him! Hurt him a little bit! Get him! I ran from where I was. Knocked his mom out of the way. I ran past. I almost knocked her down to get to this guy. Elbowed him out of the way and started screaming at this father. Like, who? These kids, I'm talking about 10, 11 years old. You're acting like an ass standing over children, you stupid bastard. It's like, I really want to just grab him by the throat and
paintbrush slap him.
Oh, my. Livid. I mean, livid that he would do this to kids. And I'm not going to do it to my son. I'm not going to stand there and watch. And then the little things, like, I remember, like, I was playing, these are all things, he's standing there, I'm watching, you know, he's playing Little League Baseball. And this father, who I was friends with, standing next to me, and there's two stories about this guy, two different sports, was standing there and watching the kids. His kid drops a pop fly. He starts screaming at his son, "You can't catch. That was easy. That was right in your." I'm like, I couldn't take it anymore. These kids are like 9. Mm-hmm. I said to him, "Are you out of your mind?" I said, "They're kids. None of them can catch. Like, they're 9 years old." It's like, why would you do this? A scream at your child, humiliate him in front of his friends. It's like the same guy. Now it's football season. We're playing, and we're getting crushed. There was a team. It was one of those teams where they would recruit kids and pay their fee to get in the league and all this stuff. They ended up getting the best young players. And we were losing like 40-8. It was ridiculous. That same guy? He's yelling as it, you know, we're switching possession. First D, get on the field, first D. There's like 5 minutes left in the game. Mm. It's 40-8, and you're screaming first defense. What kind of a schmuck are you? It's
maybe,
not just that you're running up the
maybe
score.
Maybe they haven't played enough minutes.
No, the first D team. That's my point. The point is exactly that, except no. It's like, it's not even the running up the score bit. What about these kids, these little kids who were like whatever they were at the time? They wait. They want to play. You're not going to lose. You're up by 4 touchdowns, 5 touchdowns. Like, let the other kids play. Put in your second stringers. Put in your bench players. What's going to happen? Like, I'm like, I don't even know what goes through people's minds like this. But, yeah, I've seen I can go on and on about things that have annoyed me.
I had one up in, not Joppa. What's that little town above Joppa? In Harford County. Oh, I forget the name of it again. Oh, Edgewood. So we were up, that's Edgewood right above Joppa, right?
They're close.
We were in Edgewood AAU tournament. It's funny because this was my story. My buddy Tommy, who was assistant coach on this team, just texted me in. They texted us in. I was involved in this. I'm coaching my Maryland Cubs team, and these guys had the officiating was horrible. You know, when officials start calling the kid's name, it was a local AAU tournament. It wasn't one of these big ones. Mm-hmm. They know the kid's name by name and talking to him. So this is horrible calls. So it was a no call at the end of the game. So after the game, I went to, and Tommy's my witness, went to the official, like, yo, what was that call? Just like I'm asking you. He threatens me. Young dude. He threatens me. Hey. Somebody else comes over. They got in my face. Now, here are the parents on this team. Pat Conway. Another guy named Pat from Harford County. Miguel Rodriguez. Tommy. My buddy Terrence. You know Terrence, Ed.
Of course. Yeah.
Terrence is a top-notch security guy for the Nation of Islam.
I know.
He protects some of the top people in the Nation of Islam. All right, so this is, you know that from being in New York. These dudes are thorough and legitimate.
Yeah, they're for real. Yeah,
they're for real.
I told you, whenever NOI had security in the projects, they were safe. They didn't need the police.
You didn't need the police, all right? Nope. Terrence is, you met Terrence. Terrence is that dude. Mm-hmm. So they're acting like absolute fools. The parents who were friends with the ref, it all started for me saying, ooh, what was that call at the end of the game? They're coming out of the stands. Terrence turns around and walks away from me. I'm like, why is Terrence walking away from this? He had a use can't leave moment. He stood in front of the door making sure no one came in and no one left.
No kidding.
I swear to you. Let's just say the dads on that team moved me out the way and without even throwing a punch, cleared that gym in about 60 seconds. Cleared the gym. Yeah. And it was so embarrassing because the way these guys, the about face that these cowboys did when our parents came out, our dads came out of the stands was just, it was funny. And the daughters of these men were just embarrassed because their dads got punked. Yeah. They just got in their gym. They got punked all over. It started on Misa asking, and again, Tommy's listening. I just asked, dude, what was that call? We had a shooter go up, and she was tackled, no call. I said, dude, what was that call? What was the call? And he threatened me, and dads came out of the stands coming after me for asking a call. And then the other dads from my team came out, and I said, Terrence went to the door, stopped in front of the door, let nobody in and nobody out.
Yeah.
That was the most. I got a couple more too. I want to hear from you. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. In honor of what Tyrese Halliburton's dad did this week, what's the most embarrassing thing you've ever seen a parent do at a sporting event? I want to hear from you right here on the Fan.
It might have seemed like I was looking at him, but I really wasn't. I was looking through him. That's right. How I was in the moment. I know it looked like we were looking, like I was staring him down. You know, but it wasn't like that. It was in the moment as if I was looking right through him. And yes, I had the banner in my hand going, and I was yelling, yay, yay, yay. Giannis never said anything to me. I never said anything to Giannis.
Yay. Grown-ass man yelling yay. Joe, I'm looking your way, Joe, but I don't see you. I see those objects behind you that I can't really see. I'm looking through you, Joe. You may think I'm staring at you, but I'm looking through you. Don't be offended by me. I don't see you, Joe. Come on, man. Come on. Almost made me say something. See, that's what I hate BS, man. Say, yeah, I stared him down. I'm sorry I did it. I shouldn't have done it. You know, I was in the moment. I'm done. Let's move on from this. Don't give me that. I got one more for you, Ed, before we move on to the callers and the texts.
Go.
High school doubleheader. My team played already. Boys' team played behind us. And evidently in the recruiting process, the coach had promised all these things to one of the players. We need him. We do this. We do that. Player wasn't playing a lot. Wasn't doing a lot. Wasn't progressing a lot. The mom literally stood behind the bench and berated the coach the entire game. Ugh. You promised him this. You promised him that. Going on and on and on the entire game. I think the players on the bench were more embarrassed than the kid because he seemed to be for it. Maybe that's just how he came up.
He's just used to it. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Right. But, yeah, it was Ed, it started midway through the first quarter, and it did not end. It continued after the game. She followed him towards the locker room. Ugh. Security had to stop her. The most embarrassing thing you've seen a parent do at a sporting event, Beef Stew in Windsor Mill. What's up, Beef Stew?
How you doing this morning, fellas? Good to talk to you both again.
You too.
How are you?
I don't call in a lot, but when I have a story that makes sense, I feel like I have to. My nephew, by the way, is Jalen Cook. Just got a scholarship to East Strasburg University to play football. Probably walk onto the basketball team. Congrats, Jalen. When he was coming up, there was a team that they played against. They had a kid on the team, and I'll never forget his name because his name was Rodney, because his father must have screamed at 95 times per minute at his son during this game. And it was they were on defense, and Rodney, get up on the ball, Rodney, get up. You missed your assignment, Rodney, every play, Rodney. And I was feeling bad for the kid, but I was like, well, you know, my nephew's team's about to score, so at least he'll come off the field. Rodney played offense, too, so he had to deal with his dad on offense and defense. And so poor Rodney never got a break. I'll never forget the kid. I wonder whatever happened to Rodney, but Rodney got it on defense, and just when I thought Rodney was getting a break, he come right back out on offense and had to deal with his dad again. So, poor Rodney, wish you success. I hope you got a scholarship too, but congrats to my nephew.
What position does your nephew play?
He's graduating college.
I'm sorry? What position does your nephew play?
Yeah, he's a two-way player in high school. I think they're going to have him as a wide receiver in college. And I'll probably walk on to the basketball team because he has, as the kids say, bunnies. He just set a county record for the high jump in track. He never did it before. He just walked onto the track and was like, I think I can do that, and then set a record. So
I had bunnies too, but it wasn't from jumping. It was a different type of bunnies. Now, is this your sister's son or your brother's son?
Sister's son, yeah.
I'm glad he took your sister's athleticism because you can't chew gum and walk at the same time, Beast Dude.
I can barely walk at all, actually. So.
Hey, man, good to hear from you. All hope all is well, buddy.
Pleasure. Thank you, guys.
All right. Rodney, I will say this. Yeeta and I were the type of parents at sporting events that never said a word.
Yeah.
The first year, in middle school, and my daughter's first year of coaching high school basketball, and I know Rob Bonner listens to the show. He can back me up on this one. I didn't even sit in the bleachers because I didn't want to be a part of the talk. I would stand by Mike Naughton by the wall away from everybody, and I never said a word because being a coach, at the time I was coaching college ball, I understand coaches don't want to hear that crap. And I don't want to hear what parents have to say about this kid should be playing, this coach doesn't know. I don't want to hear that. So I just kind of stood off on the side with the AD where I didn't have to hear anything.
Well, it's funny you say that. I mentioned the wrestling stuff. I found of all the sports, I mean, football's wrestling was the most intense as a parent because some of these kids were just, you know, if you're decent, you're a 10-year-old wrestling, a 13-year-old, and you're in the same weight class, but you're very different in your progression in life. Mm-hmm. Who's hit puberty, who hasn't, and the nutty parents. It got so after a while, I would do what you did, separate myself from the other parents. I'd put in my earbuds, and I'd play. When my son was on the mat there was a song where he had colic when he was a little baby. Mm-hmm. He'd scream and cry. It was terrible. I'd play this song for him, drive him around, and he would somehow calm down and stop crying and all. So I'd play it in my head to calm me down when he was on the mat. And I blocked out the parents. Was wondering where the lions are, but Bruce Coburn, by the way. But I would play that in my head, in my earbuds, and it would just, because I had to block out the parents, because it would make me nuts. And I didn't want to get into altercations, arguments, potential, you know, physical altercations. I just had to separate myself because it was too much.
Brian says he did the same thing you did. He had his earbuds in, but he also adds, parents that yell were parents that never could play.
Yeah.
I mean, could never play.
I
believe
that.
I do. I do, because athletes respect athletes. You know what it takes, the level of concentration and things like that that it takes. Now, I'm not saying all parents who didn't play are like that. I'm not saying that because, again, you didn't play anything, but she was extremely quiet. Even when I coached and my kids didn't play, you did not hear from her at all. And again, I think maybe that was from being a coach's wife. I don't know, but she wasn't an athlete at all. But you never heard from her. My mother, same way. My mother wasn't an athlete at all. My mother didn't understand sports. But when she came to my games, I never heard her. She could have cheered probably, but I never heard her voice over other people. And I was never embarrassed. My dad would come to my practices. He wouldn't say anything during the practice, but during the ride home, oh, my gosh. All right, man. I know, because you would have made that play. You made every play.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he's not listening. He's 80 years old, and I'm still scared of him.
I should be.
I'm still afraid of that dude, man. Seriously.